Hello, everybody. I hope everybody having a good day. Today, I am kind of bugging out, for real, bugging out. I had an incident last night, and it was weird. So I just wanted to actually talk about it because I want to see if you guys experience certain things like this. I'm pretty sure everybody do, but I want to say my experience because I want to hear from your experiences as well. This is something that I like to do. I like to, kind of give some emphasis, some of the things that I experience on a daily basis. And I also want to hear from my audience. I want to hear about what you guys go through, what you guys experience. Basically today I was going to use the car. I was going to use my car. And when I go to my car, I noticed the glove compartment, the little side parts of the car that were open. And I'm like, shit, I totally forgot to lock the door last night. I forgot to lock the door. So I'm like, and on top of that, I left my wallet in there. So I'm like, godly. So whoever stole my wallet, I also had a pair of glasses. And I also had a spiritual ring, very, 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 very powerful spiritual ring. They took my wallet, they took the glasses, like I said, and they took the ring. So I'm saying to myself, I gotta get my wallet, you know, all my information there, my license, my social security, all my credit cards, everything, my whole life in my wallet. They should come up with some type of digital wallet. So you have everything there. You ain't got to worry about having anything paper. Everything could be paperless, which is going to happen eventually. And I just went around the block for whatever reason. I said, I'm coming back with that wallet. I don't know how, but I'm coming back with it. So I told a couple of people. And I was just talking to one of the neighbors. And one of the neighbors go like, yo, man, what color is your wallet? I said, that wallet is right there. I thought it was a piece of rubber band, but I just saw somebody picking it up and they dropped the things. They dropped it. They put it back on the floor. So I just saw that. And I asked the lady that was just passing by. Mind you, I don't live in a bad neighborhood. And the neighborhood that I live is not a bad neighborhood. It just happened that these few people was happening to be around while I was looking for my wallet. And there, my wallet was right there. Everything from my wallet, even my $2 lucky dollar. I got a $2 lucky dollar that I use and I keep in my wallet for good luck, for protection, for magic. So I believe that because of that lucky $2 that I had in my wallet, whoever had my wallet decided not to keep it, and they dropped it right there because I didn't have any cash. I don't use cash. So I'm assuming that it was probably kids, because I had all my credit cards there. So somebody could have just used or try to use my credit cards. So I was in a situation where that's what I felt. I felt that, man, that it was because of that $2 bill that I was able to get my wallet back, spiritually connected, because I have prepared that $2 bill. I'm still trying to figure out what happened to my powerful ring and what happened to the glasses. I'm like, I'm not going to quit until I find out. So you guys know what's about to happen. I'm going to get whoever took my ring to bring it back to my house. That's without a doubt. Either somebody going to get caught or something's going to happen, but I'm getting my ring back. Or if they keep it, I don't know what they're going to get with it. I feel like they messed with the wrong dude and they robbed from the wrong dude and they took my ring from the wrong dude. I can make that ring do whatever it do. They stupid. I just wanted to hear, you know, you guys can actually say messages. You guys can leave me messages, or you guys can leave messages on the app about what you guys feel about this, and be able to give me or send me a private voice message on here telling me about some of your stories. Tell me your phone number if you want me to call you, because I want to start interviewing a few people here and there as far as certain things that they go through. And make sure that you tap into that reality and knowing that things happen for a reason. But when you're spiritual, you always get what you want. Not that you get what you want. If you know how to tap into energy and know how to tap into nature. Because just mind you, you know, when you're in school and you have friends and you're cool with them, they're cool with you, you feel like you're good. You feel like y'all ride or dies. So it's the same thing. If you're taking care of nature and you're loving nature the way nature loves you, and you're loving nature the same, if you embrace trees when you pass by the trees and you talk to them, if you talk to the leaves, if you talk to the birds, you talk to the animals and nature, they get to know you and they get used to you and they watch you and they help you because they have abilities that we might not have and we might not know how to tap into that they do. So it's good that we understand that this, that nature has some sort of knowledge that we can't understand. So I want to hear what y'all got to say. And I want to hear about weird experiences that you guys feel that were weird, that you feel that without a doubt the spirit was working. So make sure that you let me know, or make sure that you send me a DM on Instagram letting me know. My Instagram is Voodoo Priestman. Also check out my videos on my YouTube. Same. And let me know how you feel about this topic.